There are fresh calls for the boxer and convicted rapist Mike Tyson to be banned from entering the country. The heavyweight champion is due in Australia next month for a motivational speaking tour. But the New Zealand leg of the tour was cancelled after the government there withdrew his visa because of his 1992 rape conviction. Australian women's groups are calling on the federal government to follow suit. Lindy Caron has the story.
Mike Tyson says he's a changed man and he's coming to Australia to tell his story. Tyson's promoter is Max Markson.
The tickets are selling most of the $300 tickets where they get to have their picture taken with him and meet and greet him. There's also some very exclusive private dinners for just 20 people at each event, which are $3,000 each.
Max Markson says Mike Tyson has a compelling story and hearing him speak will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
The lows of coming from a broken home and being an institution to being supported and helped by Gustav Marto and trained to be a boxer, given the confidence to become world champion, had a stellar boxing career. Then the downs of his incarceration, the downs of the when he came out of that, became world champion again, highs. Then, of course, the Evander Holyfield ear biting. And then now, the last 5 years, he's reinvented himself again he's become vegan, sober. He's a worldwide movie star as a result of the Hangover movies.
But the New Zealand government has a different view of the former boxing champion. The Prime Minister has cancelled Mike Tyson's visa, citing his 1992 conviction for raping an 18-year-old woman. Earlier this month on New Zealand TV, Tyson hit back at questions about his past.
New Zealand's quite divided over you getting the visa to come into the country after 6 years a sentence for the rape of an 18-year-old girl. Crimes don't get much more serious than that, do they, Mike?
Well, I didn't do the crime. I was set up. I don't care what people say, how people say. You know, I didn't do that crime.
Mike Tyson is still set to come to Australia, but now there are growing calls for his visa to be overturned. The Victorian Premier, Ted Baillieu, says the boxer should be banned from entering the country. The Queensland Premier, Campbell Newman, says while it's a matter for the federal government, Mike Tyson is a convicted criminal and he'd prefer not to see the boxer in his state. Danielle Crozier from Women's Health New South Wales says she doesn't want to see him in Australia either.
I'm quite surprised that he's being billed as this extraordinary person and a keynote speaker and motivational. I mean, I just think it's terrible. It sort of contradicts the fact that he's actually quite a violent man.
Danielle Crozier says the federal government should follow New Zealand's lead and withdraw the visa.
It's 10 steps backwards. So I don't think it helps Australia in any way, shape or form. And I think it gives kids the wrong... It's okay, to, as long as you're rich and famous, to be an absolute bastard.
Mike Tyson does, however, have the support of Uniting Church Minister Reverend Bill Cruse. He says the Tyson tour will raise about $250,000 for the Exodus Foundation, an organisation helping disadvantaged young people.
We run a literacy program in the Northern Territory for kids who are in the most desperate of circumstances, you know. And we've been trying very hard to get money from the government up there, and it's very difficult because times are tight. So his money, the money he raises, will enable our program to work with the poorest Aboriginal kids in need.
You've heard about New Zealand withdrawing the visa that was previously granted. What do you make of that?
Well, that's a nice middle-class moralistic approach, you know. We deal with kids who are the most needy and the most desperate and the ones who fall between the cracks. We deal with kids who are probably... were like Mike Tyson was when he was growing up. And those kids will listen to people like Mike Tyson before they listen to do-gooders like me.
The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, was unavailable for an interview, but in a statement, a spokesman said the Minister has chosen not to intervene in the matter and that...
As with any visa applicant who has a criminal record, Mr. Tyson's application was assessed in accordance with the character provisions of the Migration Act. He's been formally warned that visa holders are expected to respect Australian law and not cause or threaten harm to individuals or the community, and that any such conduct may result in him having his visa cancelled.
Max Markson says he has tried to appeal against the New Zealand decision, but was unsuccessful. He says he's confident Mike Tyson's first visit to Australia will go ahead smoothly.
Lindy Caron.